Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. September 25, 1900. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness are but different forms of the practice of adultery. As Jesus said, "Ye have heard that it was said to them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. Thus adultery begins in the unclean thought, the lascivious desire. Indeed, truly and strictly speaking, it begins in any thought which, if carried to its ultimate extent, could possibly lead to adultery. This is why it is that the commandments of God are exceeding broad. Each of the commandments of God forbids the ultimate act by forbidding the imagination of the thought, which, if followed up, could possibly lead to the ultimate act. And thus the law of God, with its eternal "Thou shalt not," forbids all unrighteousness of men and asserts the righteousness of God. Idolatry is the having of other gods before the Lord, and anything that in the estimation of anyone stands to him before the Lord is an idol. And he who so allows such a thing is an idolater. Perhaps the clearest and most comprehensive statement of what is idolatry is that by John: "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. As expressed by James, it is, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." James chapter 4, verse 4. The world with its ways is not of God, but is of Satan. For it is written, "The whole world lieth in the wicked one." 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, Revised Version. And it is the god of this world who blinds the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Accordingly, any way of this world that is followed by anyone in preference to the way of God, that is idolatry to that person, and he is an idolater. Witchcraft is, literally, sorcery, and in other translations, is mostly rendered sorcery. The original word is pharmakeia, which means the preparing or using of medicine, and is the original of the present English word pharmacy, the art of compounding medicines and drugs. From the original meaning of the preparing of medicine, the word was applied to the use of any kind of drugs, potions, or spell. Hence, it signifies the use of supernatural knowledge or power gained in any manner, especially through the connivance of evil spirits, magic art, enchantment, witchcraft, spells, or charms. And how natural a work of the flesh is that tendency to divination! how many persons there are who like to know their fortune, and who therefore are always ready to respond to the inventions of a gypsy or a crone, and how ready people naturally are to wish to feel the experience of being mesmerized or hypnotized. All these things come under the heading of this word, pharmakia, witchcraft or sorcery. They are all works of the flesh. And bear in mind that it is written that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In the eternal righteousness, the eternal life, and the eternal promises which God has given in Jesus Christ our Lord, the Christian already knows his fortune, even to the depths of all eternity, and he needs no pharmacy, no drugging, no charms, spells, witchcrafts, or sorcery at any time, not in any way whatever. Hatred being the opposite of love, all the following named works of the flesh, variants, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, are but variations of it. Just as we have seen that fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness are simply various forms of adultery. The commandment which says, Thou shalt not kill, and which in that forbids hatred, is in itself murder. For whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. As defined in the Sermon on the Mount, the thought stands, Ye have heard that it was said to them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. However, it is well to look at each of these words that we may get as clear a view as possible of the subtlety and deceitfulness of sin in the works of the flesh. This because few persons realize that they hate a person unless they actually do regard them with a strong and passionate dislike or aversion, or with extreme ill will. But when there is born in mind the principle that the law of God, in forbidding the ultimate act of evil, forbids the very imagination of the thought, which if carried out, could possibly lead to that ultimate act, and when it is borne in mind that according to the Lord's own definition, to hate a person or to speak ill of a person is to break the commandment that says thou shalt not kill, then it can be easily understood that hatred can be indulged without that direct and extreme ill will and aversion to the presence or even the thought of the person hated, which alone is commonly recognized as hatred. Variance suggests difference, especially difference that produces disagreement or controversy, dispute, dissuasion, discord. The original word signifies strife, quarrel, debate, wordy wrangling, disputation, contention. The spirit and tendency, therefore, of variance is a readiness to differ and to raise questions and then hold tenaciously to personal views and run the difference into debating and dissension, then to ill will, which in itself is hatred, which in itself, in turn, is the breaking of the commandment that says, Thou shalt not kill. It is not in vain that in the Scriptures debate is catalogued with envy, murder, deceit, and malignity, and is placed definitely between murder and deceit. Whoever, therefore, would avoid murder must avoid hatred, and whoever would avoid variance must diligently avoid the spirit that raises questions and indulges differences that lead to controversy, debate, and its further train of evils, which continues unbroken unto hatred, which itself is murder. And this thought is worthy of special attention everywhere, in the study and recitation of the Sabbath school lessons. Emulations is the love of superiority, desire or ambition to equal or excel others, the desire and the resulting endeavor to equal or surpass another, or others, in some quality, attainment or achievement. It is the expression of sheer love of self-superiority, an inability to endure the thought that another should be superior. The original word is, literally, jealousy, and in other translations it is so rendered. And the declaration of the Word of God as to jealousy is that it is cruel as the grave. Its synonym is envy, and envy is a feeling of uneasiness, mortification or discontent, excited by the contemplation of another's superiority, prosperity or success, accompanied with some degree of enmity or malignity, and often or usually with a desire or an effort to discomfit or mortify the person envied. Emulation appears first and aims to attain to a standing of superiority over another, and when that cannot be attained, then envy sweeps in with its tide. When emulation has obtained its aim, it is succeeded immediately by exaltation at the defeat of the foe. When emulation in itself is defeated, it is immediately followed by envy, which being enmity prompted by covetousness, waits in secret for an opportunity to vent its malignity, which in itself is hatred. It is easy to see how an association with variance, emulations, and envyings, there should also appear wrath, strife, seditions, a going apart, heresies, a choosing for oneself, and finally, murder, which is but the ultimate of any one of the works of the flesh named in this list, beginning with hatred and ending with murders. Drunkenness and revelings are simply all manner of intemperance, which in itself is idolatry, and carries in its train a multitude of the evils already described in the dreadful works of the flesh, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.